Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson of Finland, Minnesota, listening on 9395-980-9930 on the phone. And I'll be with you for prayer hour, and do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for us, and also for the healing of Dave's foot. And I thank the Lord for still working on an undeserving and wretched sinner like me. And glory, hallelujah, what a mighty God we serve. And thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I'm just so thankful for the broadcast and the daily bread, as it's much needed and good food for the soul. Good edifying preaching, Brother Rice. You do speak the truth from the Lord. And keep on preaching as the saints do need you. May Lord bless and strengthen you and all the saints everywhere. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come with my prayer and our only hope. Maranatha.
How about faith in God? Faith, hope, and charity. Hallelujah. My heart is indicting a good matter. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Hallelujah. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Thank you, Lord. All right. Lord bless you, saints. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we acknowledge that you are God, even our God. We need you. We love you, Lord. And the truth is because you love us first. So there's a word that say we should continue in your love, and that we should let brotherly love continue. So we would do that, Lord. Moreover, the words say that you seek for true worshipers, and we endeavor to be the true worshipers, Lord, even this hour. We would glorify you, Lord, not in form and fashion, but in spirit and in truth. I would speak as the oracles of God, not that I'm able of myself. I'm not sufficient of myself to think of myself as being anybody. My sufficiency is of God. Enable me, Lord. Anoint me, I pray. Strengthen me, O God. I would minister as you give the ability, and I would speak as the oracles of God. Let the word fall upon good ground, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how do I start this? Glory. Truth is coming to the world, or light is coming to the world. But men love darkness rather than light. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I came upon a word. I've got our day in court. I heard that yesterday. We had our day in court. I got this word, perpetuate. Then I've got the unjust judge. How about it? Hallelujah. So help me, Lord. Our day in court. Let's start there.
Thank you, Lord.
Rob said the judge did grant the motion. They filed a motion to reopen, because they weren't there for the last one. So they filed a motion to reopen, and the judge asked why, and they said because we were only 10 minutes late. The judge said, well, I'm going to extend some grace. That's the word she used. Isn't that good? God said, I'm going to extend some grace. Well, which means that really it wasn't deserving for her to open the case, because they had every opportunity to be there, present, and they didn't do it. And at the bottom of the summons, it says, a report, fail not. Fail not upon pain of suffering the consequences. Yeah, that's what it says. So they did fail, though. But she didn't allow them to suffer the consequences. She did reopen. So we had our day in court. It was a good day. God was glorified. Hallelujah. Now, we just rejoice in the truth and rejoice in righteousness. And if you don't love the truth, then you're going to be deceived. That all deception springs from that. Everybody, anytime anybody's deceived, it's because of their light esteem of the truth. Okay? Right. That means they love the darkness. Same difference. So perpetuate. That's to keep alive, to continue. So perpetuate a lie. With all the knowledge we have, all the wisdom, all the schools we've gone to, why do folks still believe in Santa Claus? Right. Easter Monday.
Right.
Why do they still believe in the Sunday Sabbath? Because these lies are perpetuated.
Amen.
That means there's a work that continue them. That's why we preach.
Hallelujah.
Everybody understand that? Because there's a spirit that, you know, keeps the lies going. Sustain. That's another word. Sustain. It's a synonym. You sustain a lie, support a lie. That's why we preach. That's why we use the sword of the Spirit. That's the word of God. It's the truth. It's the defense against the lies. And the perpetuation of lies. Now understand, perpetuation is that work that keeps them going. And I gave my example. Yeah, in this day and age, folks still believe in Santa Claus. They still believe in the Easter Bunny. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And the Tooth Fairy. Come on, saints. Now, why? Because these lies are perpetuated. And as long as there's a devil working, there will be. You're not to be a part of that. We're not to be. We are children of the light. Huh? And the truth is perpetuated by itself because it liveth and abideth forever. It's our defense against the lie. Huh? The lies is what bring you into bondage.
Amen.
As much as men love darkness, that's what keeps them in bondage. Well, why do men love lies? Well, they're convenient. To do what, you know, you seek their own. You know that, don't you? Lies, y'all don't know that? Y'all not walking in darkness, are you? Yeah, men love lies because they make it easy for them to get their way. It facilitates them to do... Yeah, it facilitates rebellion.
Glory.
Huh?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Dislike for authority?
Yep.
Yeah, lies. Because truth said we should obey authority.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No?
Yes.
Then there must be authority then.
Yes,
Lord. Can't be you then.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So in the proceedings there, some of the lies came forth because they've been perpetuated. I'll speak to one of them. Let's see. Brother Stara said, when you get there, Pastor Rice, you're just in charge of your people. Now, we've heard that lie many times. It's a lie in the context it's put in. Brother Stara said that, him being alive, still being the authority, me coming here under him. That's how he said it. Everybody understand? It's a lie when they said he said it in the context that he wasn't here. No, right. See that lie perpetuated? Because it came up again in the courthouse yesterday. That means somebody's keeping it going. Huh? That's why we preach. Huh? And that's why they don't want to hear the preacher. One of the complaints that Rosetta had. He wants us to listen to his preaching. And they want us to pray with them. I got witnesses. Charlene, you were there. So you see, this is what spirit they're of. Well, I knew that all the time. That's why I wonder why you put up with them. And why, yeah, you see what I'm saying? You on the Lord's side? And why you put up with that stuff? That's against the cause, you know. Oh, y'all don't know that?
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Lord, Lord.
Y'all didn't know Rosetta is of that spirit?
Amen.
On, why did you invite her to stay
Amen.
Here?
Amen.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Y'all going to fight a good fight or
Amen.
Y'all going to be partial? Huh? If you're going to judge righteously, you have to be impartial.
Amen.
Yeah, she said, they want us to, he want us to listen to his preaching. Well, she don't have to. Huh? There's people here that don't. How about you? Yeah. But God's righteousness still goes on. Huh? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I just say that if you're hearing righteousness, you should want to hear my preaching. That's all I say. But if you don't want to hear that, that's fine with me. That's fine with me. Hallelujah. And they said, they just threw us away and disdained us. They don't even look at us. That's not how it happened. They pulled away from us. But the lie they told was, well, they don't even acknowledge us. Isn't that something? That's what they said. Hey, they act like we're not even here. That's what, huh? And then on the other hand, he wants us to listen to his preaching. Well, is that acting like they're not here? Come on. That's double-minded, ain't it? Hallelujah. So everybody had a chance to talk except Rose. Isn't that something? Yeah, Rose said, man, I learned how to be quiet. Hallelujah. Isn't that something?
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all believe that Rose didn't say nothing? She said not one word. Edward had something to say. Charlene had something to say. I had something. Rose didn't say anything. Y'all believe that? What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Oh, there have been times, you know, I say, come on, Rose, be quiet. No, Rose, no. But yesterday, brother. Hallelujah. But it was very enlightening. Really, it was. Yeah, and I'm going to try to use it for edification. I rejoice because of righteousness. And everybody that is rejoicing in this matter is because of righteousness. It's not because of malice. It's not because of hatred. It's because of love. If you love the truth, then you love righteousness. You can't separate them.
Amen.
It's not right for folk to live here independently Amen. And not recognize God-given authority. Amen. It's just not right. Our day in court. The judgment by the saints. That's in 1 Corinthians 6. That's the scripture that folk use, you know, said would take them before magistrates. And Rob brought it up. He said, man, this is a spiritual matter, and we shouldn't be here. They brought us before the magistrate, which they shouldn't do. We didn't bring them before the magistrate. It's their rebellion. Because when we had our day of court here, they refused the judgment. Y'all know that, don't you? Judgment by the saints? Did we not judge? They just didn't go by the judgment. So then they have to go to the other judge.
Amen.
I'm not preaching it right. Talking about a day in court. That's the saints judging. Not tomorrow, today. And the admonition is even the least among us. That's why we shouldn't go before the magistrate. Because we should accept the judgment of the saints.
Amen.
And when you don't accept the judgment of the saints, then that's where you go. When you don't accept the righteousness of God, you're under the law. And you're convinced of the law as a transgressor.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, they got it all upside down and backwards. I didn't take them before the magistrate. Absolutely. We brought them before the saints of God.
Amen.
And we had our day in court. And they didn't take the judge.
Amen.
They refused the judge.
Right. That's the truth. Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
They even refused that there was authority here.
Amen.
And the judge asked Brown, well, who's in charge over there? And he said everything but the right thing. He stumbled. He stuttered. She said, oh, well, yeah, well, who's in charge? Oh, that's exactly what happened.
Amen.
Oh,
Jesus. Glory. Oh, Lord.
Well, there is a righteous authority, isn't it?
Amen.
I mean a God-given authority.
Amen.
And, you know, Brown just couldn't come up with a good answer. Well, he could have, but he'd have to tell the truth to do it. And to do that, then, you know, it tear down all of his lies. But for him to continue in his lies, he couldn't tell the truth. Well, of course, the judge, he was at least knew that there had to be, like the other judge said. Of course, in my statement, I brought that up. I said they were evicted before. And one thing that the other judge said, he said, surely there have to be some rules there and somebody have to be in charge. I said, I believe that this court still stands by those principles. Oh, that's what I said. Hallelujah. So she said, well, who's in charge then? Blah, 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 blah. Well, I believe God's in charge. She said, yeah, but who's in charge? And that's been the whole problem all along.
Amen.
They don't regard God-given authority.
Amen.
That's the whole problem.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the God we serve said we should obey authority.
Amen.
He said, obey them that have the rule over you.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, he did say it.
Amen.
So know them that labor among you and over you and admonish you in the Lord, especially those that labor in the word. And yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So this is our day in court. Everybody understand? Yeah, when we are before the people of God, and all the authority given in the body, this is our day in court. That's why we don't need to go to the magistrate. So if we say, don't y'all move around the houses, just stay in your assigned house. Just go by the judgment of the saints.
Amen.
Then you won't have to be before the magistrate.
Amen. That's the truth.
I mean, the saints did judge, huh?
Yes, Lord.
We said, don't do that. Don't just go pick out your house and live in it.
Right.
Don't just go do what you want to do.
Right.
Yeah, be under authority.
Amen.
And that's why it's not right for them to be here. It's not because I don't like them. They don't want to be under authority.
Amen.
They despise dominion.
Amen. Yes.
Why? Because, you know, authority gets in your way.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Authority don't ask you what you want to do.
Amen.
So folk don't like it.
Amen.
You know,
because
we want to do what we want to do.
Right.
Authority gets in the way.
Amen.
But actually, authority is for us.
Amen.
All authority.
Amen.
You can read it in the scripture.
Yes, Lord.
I've got it in the book right here.
Amen.
God established authority for righteousness.
Hallelujah.
All authority.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's an account in Luke 8 about the unjust judge.
Hallelujah.
But he is a judge. You understand? And whether he was unjust or not, she's the one he had to go to.
Yes.
He is the one she had to go to because of authority.
Amen.
Really?
True.
Amen.
And that's what, when we went before to the other judge, because they said, you know what, this was a takeover or something. And he said, well, he's the authority there. You all need to, you know, be under that authority until you get it changed. And that's right. I mean, I'm the one here. If it's not right, then y'all change it out and obey that authority. But we have to let God change it out because we can't do that. But it's right to obey authority is the point I'm getting at. The froward. Yeah, God said we should obey the froward. I don't consider myself froward, but if I was, that wouldn't be an excuse for you not to obey. The unjust judge, not an excuse for her not to go by his judgment. Understand? It's just not right to disobey authority. When they were in Egypt, they were under Pharaoh. And when God sent the man down, he sent him to Pharaoh. Absolutely. Absolutely. When they were in Babylon, they were under the Babylonians. Absolutely. And God intended for them to be. He didn't say, y'all go down there and rebel against them, folks. He said, go down there and let them rule over you. Yeah, he did. God don't ever buck authority because he's the one that puts authority.
Amen.
Rebellion is just sorcery. It's just as the sin of witchcraft, and it's not just, it's always unrighteousness. Whatever you find out about the authority, it's not right for you to disobey the authority. Now, there is an exception. That's when you have to disobey God. But we disobey God anyway, don't we? That's not our excuse. When we're rebellious, it's not so we won't obey God. Won't disobey God, because rebellion is disobeying God. So there we are. Y'all know rebellion is disobeying God? So if you're in rebellion and your excuse is, well, I can't do that because it caused me to disobey God, then you're full of excrement. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm preaching the truth this morning. But I hope you get the devastation of it. This lie about Pastor Rice just being in charge of his folk, they put it all out of context. Brother Steer did say it. But he said it under the context, I'm alive. You come here, Pastor Rice. I'm not going to take your authority from that. That's the context it was. But that's not what they said. No. He said, you be in charge of your people. I'll be in charge of you. You be in charge of the people of grace. That just don't line up with the truth. But that lie has been perpetuated and still being perpetuated. Just like the Santa Claus lie. Just like the Easter lie. Because there's the devil and his cohorts that perpetuate it. Keep it going. They sustain it. Surely they don't want to hear me preach the truth. Not while they're sustaining their lies. That there's supposed to be division in the camp. And you be in charge over there and you be in charge over here. No. Authority works together.
Amen.
Absolutely. Y'all haven't read the book?
Right. Amen.
And see what God says about authority.
Amen.
Well, I might find a few scriptures. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Our day in court is when our matter is judged by a God-appointed authority. How about King James? Anybody know about him? God-appointed authority. Y'all believe it, don't you? Oh, he was a righteous man, huh? Didn't say that. God appointed authority. That's why we go by the King James Version. Authorized by God appointed authority. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. But the lies take the truth and taint them. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they take what Brother Stair said and they turn it around. What the scriptures say and they turn it around. We were accused of not discerning the body. That's something? And they want us to pray with them. Really? Well, we don't discern the body, I guess. Praise the Lord. Well, y'all don't have to pray with us. It is your privilege. It's your birthright. Yeah, you don't have self-reflection with God's people, but it is your birthright. Hallelujah. And to have a desire not to is unrighteousness. I don't care what doctrine you come up with. Yeah, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together. Exhort one another. Don't separate one from another.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Y'all, wait a minute. I'm going to find this. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Where's Dorothy? Dorothy. Hallelujah. You're here. I've got 1 Timothy here. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men. For kings. For all that are in authority. That we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Hallelujah. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. And we talk about the devil and the spiritual warfare. And of course, we have to discern good and evil. Then we have to discern the defense. Hallelujah. And the word tells us plainly, above all, taking the shield of faith. They quench all the fiery darts.
Amen.
And what that is lies.
Yes.
All the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. Above all.
Amen.
Above all.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That this is the defense above all.
Amen.
Something to quench the lies of the devil.
Amen.
This is the defense.
Yes.
The offense is the truth.
Yes.
Sword of the Spirit.
Yes.
And we need skill. We need skill to wield the sword.
Amen.
It comes with keen hearing.
Yes.
Huh? Woo. Being able to discern good and evil.
Beautiful.
See what I mean?
Amen.
We can't just say, I love the truth and I hate lies. And
right.
Come on here.
Amen.
If we love the truth, then we don't perpetuate lies.
Amen.
Because that's against the truth. Lies in any way. We're gathered here and you fail to gather, you're perpetuating a lie. Absolutely.
Amen.
For as I know, this is an appointed time.
Amen.
Not by me.
Amen.
Not by me.
Amen.
I believe that it's a God-appointed time.
Amen.
There are people that need edification.
Yes.
There are people that need the fellowship. Huh? People that want to join together in our defense against the lies and all the ploys of the devil. We're here to stand against the wiles of the devil. Go forth to the battle, taking on the armor of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
You mean you're so spiritual and you don't know we should do this? Huh? Maybe the take off and do something else is more advantageous for the body?
Yeah, there you go.
Must be.
Right, Lord.
Imagine.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
I'm not ever going to agree with that.
Amen. Amen.
It would be a lie.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter 2. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man.
Amen.
For the Lord's sake.
Yep.
Wow.
Whether it be to the king as supreme. How about it?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or under governors.
Hallelujah.
Submit yourself to this authority.
Amen.
As unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers. And for the praise of them that do well. So if you're doing well, they're not a terror to you.
Amen.
Just obey them.
Amen.
For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men.
Amen.
As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness.
Amen.
But as the servants of God. What's a cloak of maliciousness? You throw up God for the reason why you can't obey the authority. Huh? Sure. That's why they so readily use the word cult. Because cult throws away all authority except that's what your doctrine do for you. Make you in a cult. Because you throw away everything and hold to your cult. The authority of your doctrine. Yeah. You may be in a cult, but I'm not. Hallelujah. I'm in Christ, in the way, in the truth, in the light. And I'm trying to tell you how devastating these lies are.
Amen.
And we shouldn't perpetuate
Amen.
Them. And we shouldn't support them in
That's
any way.
Right. Amen.
If you can be here now, you ought to be here.
Right.
Otherwise, you're helping perpetuate lies.
Right.
And the lie would be we shouldn't be there.
Right.
And some purposely don't do it. So they perpetuate lies. They help help keep them going.
Yep. Right.
You know, like the Santa Claus.
Yep. Right.
Still going, aren't they?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So we've read that God wants us to obey authority.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. There's a word in the book, froward. Save yourself. It's from this untoward generation. They're the same. Froward. I've got a few scriptures concerning froward. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to start back at the beginning. The Lord rewardeth me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him. I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. Listen to this. With the merciful, thou wilt shew thyself merciful. With an upright man, wilt thou shew thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt shew thyself pure. And with the froward, thou wilt shew thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people and will bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I've run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall.
Glory,
glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
All that is within me. Oh, this is a froward generation. Children in whom there is no faith. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shall thou understand righteousness, judgment, and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul.
Thank you, Lord.
Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of unrighteousness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they are froward in their paths. How about it? A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes. He speaketh with his feet. He teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Hallelujah. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It says here, honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear. That's the fear of God. Not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. We have no excuse for disobedience, disrespect, whether they're froward or where they can, whether they're gentle. So don't perpetuate your lie. We're gonna defend against it with the word of God. Hallelujah. With the shield of faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For this is thankworthy if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. 1 Timothy 5:17, let the elders that rule well. That means rule. Everybody understand rule? Yeah, let the elders that rule. So elders rule. They have authority. Absolutely. And since we let them rule, we don't have to go to the magistrate. When we don't let them rule, or we're not subject to their authority, then we end up before the magistrate. You understand that? It's not me taking you. It's you not submitting to the righteousness of God. You're not submitting to the judgment of God. Who, the saints judge. That's who judge. That, this is our day in court right now. Huh? Now, you can end up before the magistrate if you want to. But the righteous judge is saying, come on. Now, some don't believe this. I don't even know why you sit here and listen to me. Huh? Yeah, that is stupid. Well, I suppose it's to perpetuate your lie. We're still going to defend against it. Huh? Hallelujah. The lies perpetuated, will not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. Absolutely not. Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. All of his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. How about it? Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Be at peace among yourselves. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Give God the praise. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Hallelujah. You know, won't let the elders rule. That means they're unruly. Warn them now. Them that sin, rebuke before all, that others may fear. All right? Walk in the light. Thank you, Lord. Support the weak, be patient toward all men. Hebrews 13:17. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself. It says, for they watch for your souls, as that they must give account, that they may do it with joy, not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Do you love the truth? We need to cultivate a love for truth. Otherwise, we're going to be deceived. We're going to be in bondage. We're going to be in hell. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Aren't y'all excited about the good news?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I can tell you that you don't get it. He said, you know how I can tell? He said, by your response. It's what Brother Sarah said.
Yep.
Hallelujah. And I don't mind saying what he says.
Glory. Amen.
It's amazing the rebellious want to tell me what he said, but they don't want to hear when I tell what he said. Because we don't tell it in the same light. You understand that? I say what he said. They don't want it, huh? He want me to listen to his preaching. Well, I'm going to say what the Bible said. I'm going to even say what Brother Sarah said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Uncleanness. What about that? Hallelujah. It's something that affects whatever you do. That's what uncleanness is. Unclean spirit. Yeah. I mean, everything you touch is unclean. Sure. If your judgment is unrighteous, then everything you judge is going to be unrighteous. And of course, if you're impartial, this is the element that mostly cause unrighteous judgment. Partiality. Usually men are most partial to themselves. Can't make a righteous judgment. So here, everything they see is tainted. It's murky. Absolutely. Yeah, a parable in the mouth of a fool is not the same in the mouth of a wise man. So other folk take the scripture, don't do them any good. Because their heart's not right. Their intent is not right. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. So I can tell you don't get it by your response. You're nonchalant. Y'all know what nonchalant is. Hallelujah. He said, that's how I can tell that you don't get it. And of course, he's talking about the message of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's not something to be nonchalant about. And then he talks about how they esteem the word that he preached. Your show. Yeah, I listen to your show. See? That's how he know that they don't get it. Yeah, that's how I know that folk here don't get it. They think this is Pastor Rice's show. I see them out there. Look at them. They're getting in their, what do you call that thing, gator. They think this is a show. They don't believe it's the visitation of God. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. We can tell a lot by response.
Thank you, Lord.
By response. By association. Huh? By what we say. By what we do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there's a response to God-given authority. So I judge by folks' response to it. I don't care what doctrine they have. And that's how people miss it. They get distracted. You hold to the point. That's how you do. That's what the judge did yesterday. Because old Rob, bro, he had a good sermon going. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Judge said, well, hold on here. We speak that what's pertinent now. Just stick with it. And he went on preaching his word. Huh? But he couldn't answer why he should still stay here. Because he was asked, now, why should y'all be able to live there? Yeah. His sermon wasn't about that. Hallelujah. I'm telling you how you get at the truth. First of all, you ask God to help you to be impartial.
Amen.
And that's demonstrated when you receive the truth. You get angry when I preach. That's impartial.
Amen.
Absolutely. I mean, that's being partial. Oh, yeah. That's being partial. When you listen to me use Terry for an example, but you don't want me to use you for an example. Yeah, that's being partial. You know, y'all know I'm using y'all for an example? Exactly. We are the example. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. So this is how I learn. This is how I receive instruction. Yeah, I look at your response. to the word preached,
Amen.
Your response to God-given authority.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And like I say, no one have to tell me anything.
Right.
I know how you deal with me,
Amen.
How you deal with your sister
Amen.
And brother.
Amen.
It's just that simple.
Amen.
And you should know that about me. Huh? Absolutely. You should know that the way I deal with you is the way I deal with the, you should know that. You should know them that labor among you. You should know that I'm not out to get you. You should know that I'm not against you. You should know that.
Amen.
You should just know that. We can't know that, can't we? Hallelujah. And then there's a response to the rejoicing of the saints.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
It tells us something.
Amen.
Some's response is not right.
That's true.
Rejoice with them that rejoice.
Amen.
Some don't do that.
Hallelujah.
Some even get upset when the saints do rejoice.
Amen.
That's not a righteous response.
Hallelujah.
Y'all see how I tell the truth?
Amen.
Does the Bible not say rejoice with them that rejoice?
Yes, it does.
Huh? Praise the Lord. It also says rejoice in the truth.
Amen.
Don't get angry.
Amen.
Rejoice in the truth.
Amen.
Not in iniquity.
Amen.
Rejoice in the love the truth.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
It will be a defense against those lies being perpetuated. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then there's a response to the saints being edified.
Right.
Yeah, for God to be doing this,
right.
A righteous response
Amen.
Would be to rejoice in it.
Amen.
And another righteous response would be a part of it.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
If this is for the rejoicing of the saints, you shouldn't find something else to do.
Amen.
No,
Hallelujah.
No. You should say, I thank God the saints are being edified.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's not what that bunch does. Absolutely not. That's an evil response to this. This is how I look at it. If we just line it up with the word of God. If this is for the edification of the body, then we should rejoice in it. Everybody should rejoice in it. If you discern the body, you discern the body, then you should rejoice in the body being edified. You shouldn't separate yourself and pull down the hands of the man who's doing the edifying. No, see? I know you think I'm partial. I told you. I'm going to say it again. If my mother did that, I'd do the same thing. And if your mother did it, I'd do the same thing. And if you do it, I'll do the same. That's what you can make all the accusations you want to. It has nothing to do with being your son, being your daughter. It's unrighteous. Hell, if they want to do it, they don't need to do it here. Whatever they're looking for, we don't have it. This is for righteousness' sake.
Hallelujah.
Even the judge downtown agrees. Absolutely. I mean, it's just plain and simple.
Amen.
Yeah, you could come up with a lot of foolishness and doctrines and preachings and whatever, what Rob tried to do. And she just told him this really isn't pertinent. You know, and it wasn't. Hallelujah. Of course, their defense is... they're doing exactly what Brother Stair told them, so they should be here.
All right.
Huh? Of course, that's not true. They're not doing what Brother Stair told them.
Amen.
They're deceived.
Yes. Absolutely.
And they think themselves to be someone that they're not.
Right.
Makes for deception.
Amen.
Right out of the book.
Yes,
he that thinks himself to be something when he's not. He deceived himself.
Amen.
Absolutely. It's automatic.
Yes.
Well, whenever you depart from the way, you walk in the darkness.
Amen.
And to depart from the fellowship, it puts you in darkness. Absolutely. The fellowship is the unity of the Spirit.
Amen.
That's what the fellowship
Amen.
Is. That's what it is.
Amen.
We separate from the world, not from the body.
Amen.
We don't let anything separate us.
Amen.
We don't let doctrine separate us. We don't let kinfolk separate
Amen.
Us. We don't like let our likes or dislikes
Amen.
Separate. In the body, nothing separates us. Because we esteem the fellowship above all that stuff. What's happening here, they esteem their doctrine above the fellowship. We didn't pull back from them. We didn't part from them. That's the lie they tell. We did entreat them to come on back. But, of course, that's against their doctrine. It's against their doctrine to be under anybody else's authority other than their own. You know, when you're rebellion, when you're in rebellion, then you're your own boss. That's why folk like it. So that's where they are over there. They just have to listen to themselves. I guess they can hear each other's preaching, huh? Well, praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, yeah, the response to God's people being edified should be rejoicing.
Amen.
Should be. I mean, that's why God gave gifts. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, if you don't want to hear the preaching, that means that you don't want the benefit of the gifts. You know, the perfecting of the saints. Yeah, man, that was strange to my ears. He wants us to listen to his preaching. She did say it. Yes, did say it. Hallelujah. Yes and no. You know, you don't have to. But you have to take what goes along with it, you know. Not wanting to hear what I'm saying is perpetuating a lie. I speak the truth in Christ and I lie not. And if you don't believe it like that or don't discern it that way, you shouldn't be here. And that's the truth as well. If you're here to catch me in my words, shame on you. You're digging a pit for yourself.
Amen.
Huh? If you're here to run and tell it, shame on you. You're digging a pit for yourself. You know, we heard the word booby trap. Well, that's what men do when they set themselves to do evil. Pastor Rice don't trap anybody. Hallelujah. Yeah, when we turn from the truth and walk in darkness, we dig our own pit. Hallelujah. Man of God said we must put the cause of God above our cause.
Amen.
That the truth?
Hallelujah.
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 How about the prophet's reward?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Well, listen to this. How we receive this or any word of God is determined by how we esteem ourselves.
Right.
You know that? If we think of ourselves more highly than we ought to, then us receiving the prophet's reward means it's something that we get and nobody else gets. See how simple that is? And that's what happened here. You know, those folk think they received the prophet's reward. What about us? They think we didn't get none. See? See what I mean? That's how they hear. Because of what they think of themselves.
Amen.
They think being a prophet is the ticket. Absolutely. Well, the only one way to be one, a prophet of God, is he have to call you. Huh? You can't get it by playing the lottery. Hmm? No. Not by campaigning. Not by campaigning. Huh? Yeah, you have to be called of God. Absolutely. So I'll just sit back. Yeah. Chill out. Hallelujah. Let God be God. Come on. Take it easy. Hallelujah. Yeah, being a prophet is not the ticket. Being in the will of God is. Being obedient to the truth, obedient to the faith. That is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, how do we esteem ourselves? Well, I told you, God gives us nothing just for us.
Amen.
And there are people that have received the prophet's reward.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I understand that others have too.
Amen.
Yeah, if I don't hear it right, then I think I'm the only one.
Right.
Huh?
Yep. Oh, bless you, Lord.
If I'm the only one that received it, it's not the prophet's reward. The prophet's reward is for the body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going to be closing here, all right? Praise the Lord. He who loves with purity considers not the gift of the lover, but the love of the giver. The love of God, so rich and pure, so measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Hallelujah. We must do our business faithfully without trouble or disquiet, recalling our mind to God mightily. That's casting down imagination, bringing thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. And with tranquility, as often as we find it wandering from him, we would keep our mind stayed on Jesus, meditate upon his law day and night. Hallelujah. Think on the things that are good and just and true and honest. The things that are lovely and of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, we would think on these things. So I'm glad I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Not of myself, but I do rejoice in it. And I say, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's from Brother Lawrence. Brother Watchman Nee says, were our spirits hardy, 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 were our spirits hardy, healthy, strong, we would be able to meet the most disturbing situation with peace and rest.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Being
Amen.
Careful for nothing.
Amen.
But in everything by prayer and supplication.
Amen.
With thanksgiving,
Amen.
Let our request be known.
You,
we shouldn't be easily excited about nothing.
Amen.
We should be easily excited about Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But excited about the saints not doing right.
Right.
Don't get too excited
Amen.
About that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You know they don't wash their hands before they eat. Don't get too excited.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Well, there's many things that the saints don't do, you know.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Give God the praise. Oh, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed in that without remedy. It says here, when the righteous are in authority, the people do rejoice. The righteous do rejoice because they love righteousness. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Whoso loveth wisdom rejoiceth his father. But he that keepeth company with harlots spendeth his substance. This is Proverbs 29, verse 4. The king by judgment established the land. But he that receiveth gifts overthroweth it. He that receiveth gifts is one that's partial. Hallelujah. One that seeks the favor or honor of men. But if we would seek the honor that comes from God only, then we can judge righteously. Charlene provoked the judge yesterday. He said, yeah, Pastor Rice, he's a good man and that he loves God. He loves the people. She said, he's a righteous judge. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that provoked the judge.
Hallelujah.
Judge smiled a little bit at that. Hallelujah. But righteous or unrighteous, we had to go by the authority of the judge.
Amen.
Absolutely. And of course, if they judge righteously, they consider all the evidence before them.
Amen.
And we had our little evidence, which is plain. We own the property. We do. Faith Cathedral Fellowship. I'm a representative. And we don't want them there. Basically because they don't want to be a part of it. We would love to have them there. In righteousness. Love to have you here. In righteousness. See?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. But, yeah, it was quite the ordeal. I hope I never have to go there again. The time before this, the bailiff, I like him. He's an old man. He dresses real neat. Got his boots spit shine. Yeah, he knew us by face. When we were going back into the judge's chamber, he said, y'all know the way. He called us. This time, we were the last ones. He came out. He said, church time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we went back and had church. Praise the Lord's sake. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't like that. And I really don't want to go again. I did it for righteousness sake. I don't think it would be right with me having authority not to do anything. I don't think that's right. Especially when we've done what we need to do in the righteousness of God. Huh? To set it right. And we have.
Yes, we have. Thank you.
Absolutely. And don't forget now, judgment by the saints. This is God's rule. This is why we don't go to magistrate. Really. This is what the scripture means. It don't mean that we disdain the authority of God and kick the elders in there. No, it means when we go by God's righteous judgment, then there's no need to take anybody. No. Really? It does say the elders that rule well, give them double honor. Does say obey them that have the rule over you, huh? Well, doing that, there's no need to go to magistrate. You accept the judgment of the saints. No need to go to the magistrate. But it doesn't mean that you are full of rebellion and break all the rules and you shouldn't go to the magistrate.
Amen.
You do that, you take yourself to the magistrate. Yep. You say, I don't want to be under the righteous judgment of God. I want to be judged by the magistrate.
Amen.
No?
Yes.
Now, we told them they shouldn't be here. That's the saint's judgment. They didn't want to abide by it.
Right.
So, you see what law they're under.
Yep.
The magistrate gave the same judgment we gave.
Hallelujah.
Are they going to abide by it now? That tells you something. That tells you something.
Hallelujah.
That means that they esteem that law over the law of God. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know why God's people got turned over to their enemy? They didn't want God's judgment. Really? They didn't regard God as authority. No. They didn't want to obey him. They didn't obey him. They went out and got them other gods and gave honor to them. Old golden calf that brought us out of Egypt. Huh? So God gave them over to the enemies. For the enemies to rule over them. Many times they received that, then God could bring them back. He did. Many times.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. By his own word, he had to. If he said 70 years, then at the end of that, he had to do something.
Right.
400 years, at the end of 400 years, Moses showed up.
Amen. Glory.
Huh? To deliver the people that were in bondage in Egypt.
Amen.
And they were in bondage. They couldn't do what they wanted to do.
Amen.
Pharaoh was a ruler.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
So he sent the deliverer down to talk to Pharaoh. You know, he raised him up for that. Huh? He raised him up so he could harden him. And he did harden him. He wouldn't let the people go. Finally he did. But then he went after him. But God judged him. Drowned them all in the sea. Praise the Lord. But God's people soon forgot. They soon forgot. Out in the wilderness, they murmured, they complained. You know, we soon forgot why God brought us here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, for what cause, huh? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. A man that flattereth his neighbor spreadeth a net for his feet. In the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare. See, there it is. Not Pastor Rice. Hallelujah. It's you that sell yourself to do evil, that follow after mischief. You find that snare for yourself. Hallelujah. But the righteous doth sing and rejoice. The righteous considereth the cause of the poor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The unrighteous seek his own. The righteous seek the cause of the poor.
Amen.
Hmm?
Bless
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I plead Gino's cause. I plead Ruth's cause.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless the Lord. Where's Dorothy? Praise the Lord. Glad to see you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, you're on the Lord's mind.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Where are you going, Charlene? We're going to pray. Go ahead. Go ahead. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm ending up here. But like I told the judge, I said, I may be redundant, but I'll be brief. That means I might say it more than once, but it won't take me long to say it. And it didn't take me long to say it.
Amen.
I had statements written out, and what I said was probably a conglomeration of the statements I had written.
Hallelujah.
What I presented there was the writ from when they were ejected the first time, March of this year, and how they were allowed to go over there, and how Owen signed a letter that said, y'all can leave now. That was all of this was part of my presentation. How they moved from house to house, we had it documented. And the trespass signs we put up, we had it documented. Huh? The account of me entreating them, that documented. Disclaimer statements signed by Brown and Beard, documented. So they knew why we come here. That's what the document said. I gave it all to the magistrate. So they lie when they say they don't know why they should be here and that they should obey authority and be a part of us and help us cook and clean and do whatever. And then I had pictures that Richard took of the saints in action.
Amen.
Up here on the serving line doing something with onions, out there in the onion field. Yeah, I said, this is what we do. Even had a picture with Yoko and Mel, I think, with big turnips. And then there's Mel with big pumpkins and brothers out there shucking corn and exhibit number 7.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Sister Melanie, yeah, with the pumpkin. I said, this is what we do. That was my presentation. And she said, well, we need to make copies of this. I said, no, these are your copies. We made them for you. You keep them.
Amen.
So this is in support of her judgment. If her judgment's questioned, then that's her support. So we made sure she had copies. Hallelujah. Also a copy of the deed for the property over there. This is for you. You can keep it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now, if you all think I delight in seeing them go, not really. Huh? The Bible said God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Death of the wicked. To me, this is death. It's a separation. Well, God doesn't take any joy in any pleasure. I don't take any pleasure in that. No. I love what C.O. Kevin said here. Have no reason not to. Absolutely not. Where's Jacob? He could sit here too. Oh, help me, Jesus. All right. Well, Jackie told me, he said, y'all know I had a liver condition when I came here. It's liver condition, not the situation.
Amen.
See? I want to say that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's the heart condition.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. And we do for him what we do for anybody. Yeah, even though he hadn't done right by us. I told you, we got no problem with a special diet. Got no problem with the wife taking care of him. Some of us could help if we wouldn't be subject to propaganda. We're not going to put anybody up to that. Huh? Absolutely not. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But all that he's going through, or what they're going through, is no reason not to turn keys in. Really. Now, them not turning keys in may have something to do with their situation.
Right.
I believe it like that.
Yes.
How about you, James?
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it like that.
Amen.
So what can I say?
Right.
Hallelujah. I remember when I was going through my malady, you know, Brother Dennis said, why don't you want to go to the tabernacle? He did ask me. And he came to the conclusion, he says, it's not that, it's your heart.
Hallelujah.
That's what he said.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I heard him say it.
Glory.
I remember these things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. God was putting me through the ringer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I didn't even feel worthy to go to the tabernacle.
Amen.
Absolutely not.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Still not worthy, but he's made me worthy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So please understand. Yeah, our day in court is right now.
Amen.
And we just need to... accept the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Or receive the righteousness of God.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
But don't forget the part about lies being perpetuated. And you see that these lies that are so what do you call them? I mean, it's incredible that people believe them. Huh? They don't want to believe that Jesus died for their sins and rose again, but they believe in Santa Claus and Easter bunnies and how about it? And the lie is still going on. That's because people sustain it. They do things so that it continues.
Hallelujah.
Let me see what I can find here. I'm closing. Perpetuate to make. Something typically an undesirable situation or an unfounded belief continue indefinitely. That's what perpetuate is. Unfounded belief to continue. Some of the synonyms is to keep alive or to keep going, continue, to support, sustain. So anything you do to give strength to the lies, it makes you a partaker. Hallelujah. You know, when we don't act like he's God and we give strength to the devil's lie that he's God or that we're God, which we're not. Hallelujah. Oh, give God the praise, saints. Hallelujah. He that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, you know what? He shall gather it for him that pitied the poor. Isn't that good? See how righteous God is? How about whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way? Well, he himself shall fall in his own pit. Y'all understand that? Hallelujah. He shall fall in his own pit. After you go around and devour widows' houses, tell lies, well, you fall in your own pit. That's not me. That's not the people of God. That's your own doing. But the upright shall have good things in possession. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor that hath understanding searcheth him out. When righteous men do rejoice, there's great glory. But when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Love mercy. Do justly. Walk humbly with thy God. I do want to say that I'm glad to be here. That I believe this to be a profound work of God. I see him working in the hearts of his people. I have hope in the coming of the Lord. I believe that he's righteous. Hallelujah. And I believe that by his grace, we can work the righteousness of God. It's not something natural, but we can do it. We can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. They're the things that keep us from the truth. It's our love for ourselves. Our self-seeking. Us thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to. These things automatically get you away from the truth. When you are in these, you have no use for the truth. Understand that. It's not because of who I am or not. It's because of your own wickedness.
Amen.
The things that you hold to, not what I hold to. Everybody understand that? Anybody having trouble with the truth, their heart's just not right.
Amen.
There's evil working. That's just simple.
Amen. Beautiful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And it is the most devastating weapon against the saints.
It is.
It's the lies. That's why the shield of faith is above all the others.
Amen.
And that's why we have the offensive sword to also counter. One defend, one counter. Because it's all about lies. It's all about the devil's lies, which are perpetuated, which mean they are sustained and continued on. Now, I've told the truth about everything, about why I'm here, who I am, what I do, and what authority I do it by. And the lies have continued. So I continue to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother David, pray for us. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father, for another day, Lord, and another day to serve you with gladness and to rejoice in this day that you have made. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing us together here. And but we know we must be together, Lord, and there is no divisions in Christ. So we know, Father, that your judgments are right, and you have shined your light upon this, Lord, and you have given us favor. And we thank you, Father, for your righteous judgments. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Father. Oh, thank you for gatherings here once again, and not only here, Lord, but wherever this broadcast goes out. I thank you, Jesus, for dying for us and for laying your life down for us. And we must be like-minded, Lord, and to lay our lives down, to lay our all on the altar, to be convicted, Lord, of our sins. For we all have sinned and fallen short of your glory. But we know with you there is forgiveness. We know, Lord, with you, oh, you are plenteous in mercy. And I thank you, Lord, for delighting in mercy.
Hallelujah.
For we need your mercy. Oh, we need your great grace, oh God. So help us this day, Lord, to do what you would have us to do, that we might be all that we are called to do, Father, and be with those, Lord, who are lonely and those who are on their own, and help them, Father, along the way. And give us all, Lord, what we need to endure, I pray. And we need you, Lord. We need you now more than ever. So help me, Lord, help us to keep our minds stayed on you at all times. And let us give no place to the devil, for he seeks to divide us one from another.
Amen.
That for a house divided against itself shall not stand. And yeah, he comes against us daily to oppress us. So I pray, Father, you will give us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness,
Hallelujah.
Lord. And we shall rejoice in you, Lord, and we shall give you the praise and all the glory due unto your name. So thank you, Father, for sending that best gift of all of your dear Son. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your precious blood that was shed. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us each and every day. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to move in faith. So let us go forward, Lord, and let us not look back, but let us march on to Zion. Let us not break rank.
Amen.
And we shall be overcomers and more than conquerors because of you, Lord. And if you are for us, then who can be against us? Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, be with us this day. Strengthen our hands, Lord, to labor, to do this labor of love. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David, for praying for us. Thank you, Brother David, for praying for us. Thank you, Brother Timothy, Brother Ron, Brother Kirk, for breakfast. Hallelujah. All right. Lord bless you, precious saints of God. Maranatha. The Lord is coming. Hallelujah.